Audio Learn's Medical School Crash Courses presents Oncology. Written by experts and authorities in the field and professionally narrated for easy listening, this crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the USMLE or if you're simply interested in the subject of oncology. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school oncology course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master oncology. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There are quizzes and key takeaways following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. In this course, we'll cover the following topics: cancer detection practices, breast cancer, skin cancer, colorectal cancer, thyroid cancer, gynecological cancers, testicular cancer, prostate cancer, bone cancers, renal cancers, pancreatic cancer, brain tumors, multiple endocrine neoplasia, lung cancer, head and neck cancer, liver cancer, and cancer treatments. Also included is a comprehensive test containing 170 questions with the correct answers. Audio Learn's Medical School Crash Courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school oncology course. Now, let's get started. Cancer is defined as the uncontrolled growth of a cell type in a clonal fashion. The term clone or clonal means the cancerous cells are identical with common ancestry originating from the same mutated cell. Cancer commonly develops from one abnormal cell that starts to grow out of control. This course will discuss cancer screening, various primary cancers, and the treatment of cancer. Chapter 1 discusses cancer screening in general, including recommended guidelines for the screening of major cancers. Routine screening is recommended for colorectal cancer, cervical cancer, and breast cancer. High-risk patients should also receive screening for lung cancer. Screening includes evaluating for precancerous lesions, which allows for the detection of cancer in its earliest stages. The topic of Chapter 2 is breast cancer. Breast cancer is the most common cancer diagnosed in women throughout the world outside of skin cancer and the leading cause of cancer-related female deaths. In developed countries with a high prevalence of female smoking, lung cancer has surpassed breast cancer as the major cause of death. Advances in treatment and screening have decreased breast cancer-related deaths, making the chance of a 5-year survival much greater than it was several decades ago. There are several types of breast cancer which will be discussed. The focus of Chapter 3 in the course is skin cancer. While there are many types of skin cancer, just three account for more than 95% of skin cancers. Both basal cell and squamous cell cancers are relatively indolent and rarely metastasize or result in deaths. Malignant melanoma is a much more aggressive cancer, with a high rate of metastases and is the most common cause of skin cancer-related deaths. The most common cause of all forms of skin cancer includes exposure to UV radiation from the sun or tanning beds. Chapter 4 is about colorectal cancer or colon cancer, which is the most common kind of GI cancer. There are genetic factors associated with developing colorectal cancer, as well as environmental influences. The standard of care for colon cancer is surgery. However, preventative screening plays a big role in reducing the morbidity and mortality of the disorder. Theoretically, the cancer can be prevented by removing precancerous polyps during a colonoscopy. The focus of Chapter 5 is thyroid cancer, which represents 1% of all new cancer diagnoses in developed countries. There are 6 different types of thyroid cancers. 80% are papillary cancers, 10% are follicular cancers, 5 to 10% are medullary cancers, 1 to 2% are anaplastic cancers, and rare cancers include primary thyroid lymphomas or primary thyroid sarcomas. In general, the prognosis of thyroid cancer is good, as resection and other therapies often save most patients' lives. The topic of Chapter 6 is gynecological cancers. There are 5 major gynecological cancers that range from the lesser vulvar cancer to the nearly